Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Now let's turn to John chapter 14. We'll read verse 6 of it. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The title of our message is The Bible Way. Jesus, the Son of God, says there is no other way anyone can come to God except through him, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. The only way we can come to God is through his Son, Jesus Christ. For God is a spirit. God is word, the invisible word. He's saying to us that when we come to the scriptures, we have come to that invisible God that gave us the Bible. That there's no other way we can come to the Word, to the invisible Word, except through the written Word of God in the Bible. That he is the way, the Bible way, to come to God. Like, if a person wants to speak any language, he goes by the Word in that particular language. You listen to the word. It's through that word you can receive the spirit of that language. And Jesus is saying that there's no way we can receive the spirit of God except through the scriptures. That God is completely invisible. And therefore, when we come to him, we have come to God. We have come to the true God. See what the Lord said to Moses, the servant of the Lord, in Exodus chapter 24, reading verse 12. And the Lord said unto Moses, come up to me into the mount, and be there, and I will give thee tables of stone, and a law, and commandments which I have written, that thou mayest teach them. Ever before he called Moses, he says, I have written my word in tables of stone. And so he said, come up to the mountain, I will give you my word in writing. He said this word that he gave to Moses is the writing of God himself. What is he talking of? The scriptures. Told Moses, come, I will give you the scriptures. I'll give you the word that I've written. You will then teach my people, the Israelites. And see what Moses said of him in Exodus chapter 31, verse 18. And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communion with him upon Mount Sinai, two tables of testimony, tables of stone written with the finger of God. That's what the scripture records. That truly, when he had finished with Moses in the mountain, as he told him to come up, at the end of the 40 days and 40 nights, he gave him the two tables of stone which he promised to give to him. And he said these tables of stones were written by the finger of God. God wrote himself. Who? The Word. Look at chapter 32 of Exodus, verse 16 of it. And the tables were the work of God. And the writing was the writing of God graven upon the tables. He said this writing was not done by Moses Was it done by any man? That it was of God. That God wrote by himself the writing in the two tables of stone. And that's why when Moses was reminding the people in Deuteronomy concerning this word of God, see what he said in chapter 4 of Deuteronomy, reading verse 12 and 13. And the Lord spake unto you out of the midst of the fire. You heard the voice of the words, but saw no similitude, only you heard a voice. And he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments, and he wrote them upon 2 tables of stone. Moses said, you didn't see any similitude. Moses didn't see him. He only heard a voice all that time in the mountain. And then when he finished communing with him, as the scripture says, he gave him the 2 tables of stone. That God gave birth to the scriptures themselves. And so he said he gave them his word in writing. That word which he gave to them in writing is the only way to God. For God is completely invisible. Who? The word. And that word gave rise to the scriptures, gave birth to the scriptures. He said you didn't see any similitude. You only heard the voice. And that's what Jesus says. I am the way, the truth, and the life. That no one can come to the Father except by me. Who? By the scriptures. The scripture says, I am the way, the only way. And that he told Moses, he said, no man can see me. No man can see God. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom or in the heart of the Father had declared him. So he gave Moses the Christ, his Christ. And Moses is telling them, like, this is that word you heard on the mountain. When he finished speaking, he gave us the word in writing. That word followed them in the wilderness for 40 years. He said that rock was Christ. And that Christ was made flesh. He came as a human being. And he's now speaking to the Jews in his days of his flesh. That I am the way. He told his disciples when Thomas says, show us the way to the Father. He says, I am the way. I am the scriptures. There is no other way you can come to the word except by this holy Bible alone. That this is the Bible way. The Bible way to God. Another way is the way of error. See what he said in John chapter 10. Hear the words of the master himself in verse 9. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And shall go in and out and find pasture. He says, I am the door to God. Who is speaking? The Holy Scriptures. Says, I am the door. The Word of God says, I am the door to God. The only way. And by me, if any man enter in. Jesus says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, he said that person shall be saved. That I am the Savior. You cannot go in and out and find pasture. As newborn babes, you will desire the sincere milk of the word. Then you grow in the knowledge of him. You grow in the knowledge of God. He is the only way to God. That he is the Son of God. The scripture is the only way to God because he is the Son of the invisible Word, the Father. God himself wrote his word and gave it to Moses. The invisible Word wrote the visible word we can read in the Bible. And then he's saying to us, because he's living, that the word of God is living. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 says, so this living word of God is not talking to us that I am the door to God. How? I am that God that gave the word to Moses. I am that God of Abraham that called Abraham out of his father's house. I am that God, that word that came to Isaac. I am that word that came to Jacob. I am that God that spoke to Moses in the burning bush. I am that God that fought Pharaoh in Egypt. I am that God that opened the Red Sea. I am God. I am the Holy Scriptures. In the Holy Bible, this is the only way to come to the true God, because I am the true God and eternal life. See what it says in the same John 10 verse 30. I and my Father are one. In case anyone is still in doubt, that's why he says, I am the only way to the Father. Just like one would say, the only way to you is you. If somebody must come to you, it has to be through you. Any other is not true. They can only make reference to you. He's saying the only way to God is only by him, because he is that God, that invisible God. Who? This word we are reading in the Bible. This is the Bible way to God. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that no one knows whom the Father is except the Son, and to whom the Son will reveal him. So God so loved us, he gave us his Son, gave us his word, so that through his word he can bring us to himself. He can bring us to the true God, the same way your physical body brings people to your spirit. That this is the express image of the person of God. This Bible we are reading, we are looking at. And so that when we come to this Bible, we must believe that we have come to God. And that without this faith, it's impossible to please God, because he is God. This is his identity on earth. The unchangeable identity. The unremovable identity. That's why the scriptures cannot be removed, because he is the very presence of God among men. And he says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word cannot pass away. Who said so? The eternal spirit. The great and terrible God that spoke on Mount Sinai, the whole mountain was on fire, said scriptures cannot be removed because he is my person. Anyone that attempt to do so had jammed the stone of Israel. He said that person will be broken into pieces. And if he fall on any system, he will remove them. And that's what he's saying to all, that this scripture we are reading, we are looking at the Almighty. That's why he says to John in the book of Revelation, I am he that is and was and is to come, the beginning and the end, the Alpha, the Omega, the Almighty. Who? The Bible. He said we should listen to him, that I am the door. If you believe, you enter into him. He will enter you. And he said, when you enter into me, you can go in and out and find pasture. You will be listening to the word of God. You will know that the Bible talks, and that this is the only way to come to God. Then you would come out from idolatry and come to the true God. He said he will remove that idol in our heart, that blindness in our mind where we cannot look unto him. That this scripture is a transformer. He transforms, he changes you. And that when you keep looking unto him, he will change you. St. Paul, the servant, spoke of this transformation in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Verse 17 and 18. Now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the spirit of the Lord. It says a transformation takes place when we keep looking unto this author and the finisher of our faith. When we look unto Jesus. Who is Jesus? The word of God. That when we keep looking unto him with open understanding, he will change us to himself. You know what he's saying? He said we will know him. We will know the truth. The truth will make us free. that he is the truth, the true God. That God that the whole world is looking for is this holy Bible given to Moses to give to the Israelites. And that the same spirit of the scripture came upon Moses. Moses was his servant, a faithful servant in all his house. He said Moses was faithful. Moses told them the truth. They said, this is your life. He was his prophet. And then he says, the Lord himself will raise you another prophet like unto me. Him will everyone listen to. Anyone that doesn't listen to that prophet shall perish. Who is that prophet? Scriptures. The prophet that does not die, that is ever living. The prophet that abides forever. He said his priesthood is after the order of Melchizedek. He abides in all generations. He does not go away. And that's why today we still have the Holy Bible speaking to us as we are hearing, telling us that you should look unto him. That when we look unto this word of God, he will convert us. That the scripture is that converter. He is that perfect one that changes us from the failed Adam to the successful Christ. That Jesus is that God. When Adam disobeyed him, he died. It is this word of God that Adam disobeyed. It is this word of God that has been disobeyed in all generations. It is this word of God. He told Adam, he said, the day you disobey, you shall surely die. It is this word of God. He said, we should take to. We should believe in the scriptures, what he's saying. That when Adam disobeyed the scriptures, he died. When the people in the days of Noah disobeyed the scriptures, they died. When Pharaoh resisted the scripture, he perished in the Red Sea. He says, see that we don't refuse this sure word of prophecy. That this is the way to God. Like people want to go to somewhere. When they get there, they have arrived. He says that when we come to the scriptures, we have arrived. We have come to the living stone. That this word of God is living. That he is the end of our journey. The salvation of our soul. That when we have come to him, we have come to God. The true God. That the scriptures are they that testify of him. They are the one testifying of the true God that Moses stayed with 40 days and 40 nights in the mountain. That scripture is God. And that when he finished speaking, he gave him the two tables of stone. And then through his spirit, the word expanded. That's how we got his 66 book of the Holy Bible. The servants, prophets, and apostles speaking of this one way to God. This Bible way. And that anyone who goes in another way is a thief and a robber. And that way is the way of destructions. Is the way of failure. Look at what he said in Matthew chapter 7. Reading from verse 13 of it. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate. And broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. He says the way to God is narrow, is the Bible way. That narrow way is the Bible, the only way to come to God for all humanity. If we take to the word, we have entered the right way. The way that leads to God. That there is a broad way. That the way of the flesh is that broad way that leads to destructions. Like they wanted, they were intending to go to God in the days of Nimrod. And they were building a tower whose top would reach heaven. In what way? The way of the flesh. And God, having mercy on us, confuse their tongue and scatter them so that they don't continue in that way of error. And that the way is the way of the word. That God gave us the way to him. And that way is the scriptures he gave to us. And he said, by this way I bring you to myself. In that other ways are the broad way. The way of the devil. The way that leads to death. Say, there's a way that seems right unto men. The end thereof are the ways of death. The flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Can't come to God. That if we go the way of flesh and blood, we have gone the way of error. We are to go the Bible way, the way of the scriptures. And that it is the scripture, he says, to be spiritually minded is life and peace. We are to be mindful of the word. That's how to come alive to God again. That when we are thinking of ourselves, we have gone the wrong way. We are to be mindful of he that came from God. We are to be mindful of him, for he alone is our life. He said, we are dead. Our made life is hid with Christ in God. Who is Christ? The word of God. Says, this word of God is our life, that we should eat him. We should drink him. That if we don't eat him and drink him, we have no life in us. That this life of God is eternal. And that this is the way he came. To bring us to life again from the dead. To resurrect us out of the dead. That's why he says, if anyone believe in him, he has passed from death unto life. We have left the dead flesh. We are now in the living Son of God. That this Son of God is the only begotten Son of God. That no man has seen God at any time. Nobody. Moses didn't see him. The apostle says we have not seen him. The prophet said they didn't see him. Then who now saw him? Say the word saw him. Because this word of God we are reading in the Bible proceeded from God himself. God wrote the scriptures. That all scriptures are inspired by God. And so they are his direct word. So when we are reading the scriptures, God is talking to us from the pages of his Holy Bible directly. It is God speaking from the scriptures. And so he is the only mediator between God, the invisible God, and man. The man, Christ Jesus. He is not a natural man. He is the word of God. The man, Christ Jesus. That's why it's called the Son of Man. He is given to us. That this man is the Holy Bible given to humanity. And that God planted him. He is not a natural man that died. This man does not die. Because he is the true planting of God. And that the Father is the husbandman. That God planted the Bible. Gave it to Moses. And that this planting God came to plant in our hearts. So that we'll be mindful of the Son of God. That is how to be born again. Born again by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass. And all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. It cannot endure. The grass withereth, the flower passeth away. It's gone. But the word, this word of God abideth forever. Why? Because he is the Son of God. As God cannot die, his word cannot die. He is existing and operating by the word. So God operates and exists through the word. He has no other home. Jesus says, I am that home of God. The Father dwells in me. And this is the eternal home. The home of all the children of God. The home that is forever. And that home, he says, make sure you enter. That when other homes and other dwellings are dissolved, we have a building of God eternal in the heavens. That this home is the home that has been before the creation. Where God dwells. That God dwells in the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. He is God. You can't separate a man from his Word. Neither can you separate God from his Word. You need God, you come to God. You want to receive God, you receive his word. You want to have God and have him more abundantly, receive this one that he gave to us. There is no other way. And so he's saying to us, let your boast be in Christ, in this word of God, that they overcame the dragon when they boasted of Christ against the devil. That let your boast be this Holy Bible. Let your stand be in this Bible. Take your stand in the word. Take your position. If your position is still in the flesh, is a sinking sand, can't stand. It's the ground that of failure, of destruction. That we should take our stand in the Word. How do we do that? By faith. We now know Him, the true God. He's saying that day you will be in me, I in you. When you receive my Spirit, that God wants us to know there is only one way to God. That is Christ. This Word of God. And that it is by Him we come to God. It is by Him we gain access to God. That when we come to Him, we have come to God. When we receive Him, we have received God. Who is God? That life. That eternal life. Which is with the Father. And so He's saying to us that the Bible is the way. There are two. The flesh and the spirit. That the flesh is Adam. Which we all have partaken of. Every human being ever born on earth took part of Adam. He said that's the dead one. That the living one is the Word of God, Christ, the Spirit. He is living. And that this is the right way to God. This is the way to become a child of God. That as many as are led by the Spirit of the Bible are the sons of God. And those who are led by the Spirit of the flesh, you know what that means? You're mindful of yourself. That is flesh. That thing you know, yourself, is flesh. There's only one mind. That is the mind of Christ. That's why I say, let this same mind which was in Christ be in you. Where is that mind in the Holy Bible? This is the mind of God. He wrote it in Him.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.